Using language. Reading, acting and speaking. The £1 million banknote. Act 1, Scene 4. Outside a restaurant, Henry looks at the envelope without opening it and decides to go in. He sits down at a table next to the front window.
That one's reserved. This way, please. Take this gentleman's order, Horace.
I'd like some ham and eggs and a nice big steak. Make it extra thick. I'd also like a cup of coffee and a pineapple dessert.
Right, sir. I'm afraid it'll cost a large amount of money.
I understand, and I'll have a large glass of beer.
Okay.
My goodness, why, look at him. He's like a wolf.
We'll see if he's clever as a wolf, eh?
Waiter, same thing again, please. Oh, and another beer.
Again? Everything?
Yes, that's right. Anything wrong?
No, not at all. He's asked for more of the same.
Well, it is well known that Americans like to eat a lot. Well, we have to take a chance. Go ahead and let him have it.
All right. That's two orders of ham and eggs, two extra thick steaks, two large glasses of beer, two cups of coffee, and two desserts.
Would you mind waiting just a few minutes?
What's there to wait for?
All right, Horace. I'll take care of this.
That was a wonderful meal. It's amazing how much pleasure you get out of the simple things in life, especially if you can't have them for a while.
Yes, very interesting. Now, perhaps, sir, if you pay your bill, I can help the other customers.
Well, I see it's 2 o'clock. I'm very sorry, but I don't have anything smaller.
Well, just one moment. Maggie, look. Do you think it's genuine?
Oh, dear. I don't know. I simply don't know.
Well, I did hear that the Bank of England had issued 2 notes in this amount. Anyway, I don't think it can be a fake. People will pay too much attention to a banknote of this amount. No thief would want that to happen.
But he's in rags.
Perhaps he's a very strange rich man. Why, yes, that must be it.
And you put him in the back of the restaurant. Go and see him at once.
I'm so sorry, sir, so sorry, but I cannot change this banknote.
But it's all I have on me.
Oh, please, don't worry, sir. Doesn't matter at all. We're so very glad that you even entered our little eating place. Indeed, sir, I hope you'll come here whenever you like.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Kind, sir? No, it's kind of you. You must come whenever you want and have whatever you like. Just having you sit here is a great honour. As for the bill, sir, please forget it.
Forget it? Well, thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
Oh, it's for us to thank you, sir, and I do, sir, from the bottom of my heart.